This is the Patchwork Suite, a collection of newly composed works based on a classical theme and inspired in part by a visual art form. Across the course of the season, we'll piece the suite together as we delve into the stories of the creatives involved. I'm Mary Claire Murphy, your Patchwork Suite host, and the theme I've shared with composers for Season 2 is a classical guitar lament called An Episode of Life, from the Songs Without Words by Madame Sidney Pratton. Each composer has interpreted this theme in their own way, having drawn some inspiration from a mural of choice. Any mural, indoor or outdoor, and so we allow the music to transport us there. Today we're catching up with composer Indigo Connect, who, as you might remember, joined in on our Season 1 suite by casting the Granados Waltz theme as a fixed media piece called Stitches Upon Stitches. Indigo composed Stitches Upon Stitches as a biographical piece, like a field guide to their life where, for example, they recalled their childhood in North Carolina with the sound of seabirds.
I grew up in North Carolina. My family moved to Toledo, Ohio when I was about 14. From there, I stayed in Ohio for a while. I went to Bowling Green State University for my undergrad in music composition. That's where I started with music technology. I got my master's in composition at University of Michigan, and now I'm currently at University of Miami, the Frost School of Music, for my DMA in composition.
Last I spoke with Indigo, they were wrapping up their third year of the DMA with a dissertation in the form of an interactive multimedia installation on coral reef endangerment and preservation.
I am actually collaborating with a physicist here at University of Miami. Her name is Melissa Rusick. Yeah, it's been great. She's given me data on tracking coral larvae, which has been a really interesting thing because, of course, part of the issue with coral reef endangerment is that the larvae aren't surviving to be able to continue an implant. My hope is with this installation, it's multi-speaker setup, so the idea is that it will be hosted at the Art Museum on campus. So, and part of it is it does include audience interaction, so I am building these coral reef stations that anyone, kids, adults, can touch or approach, and it influences the sound.
To bring us to present date, Indigo now works as an adjunct professor of music theory and composition at Tennessee Tech University. Between Indigo's dissertation and their Patchwork Suite variations for now both seasons, we've hit on a couple recurring themes in their work.
I have several electronic pieces that are about the environment in some capacity. I have some solo works as well, besides this installation, that talk about coral reef endangerment as well. So it is one of the themes I approach often besides talking about mental health and self-realization.
Indigo's Patchwork Suite compositions are more geared towards the mental health and self-realization aspects. Through Stitches Upon Stitches, they began a conversation on anxiety, whereas Indigo's Season 2 variation is a window into their personal experience with depression. It's entitled Missing Pages to suggest depression-induced memory loss.
With depression, a lot of times you have kind of this amnesia. My memory has become so foggy over the years with struggling with depression that I often just forget what I'm doing in the middle of doing something. It's a little scary. My partner is actually a guitarist, so I gave her the score to the lament, and I asked her, just whatever you feel comes out of it, just record me a sample of you playing guitar, playing this lament. So she actually recorded it on her electric for me and gave me the raw file to work with, and Honestly, listening to it, like, it didn't feel like, and her interpretation was not really as much as a lament. It felt very just like love.
The loving interpretation by Runa Clem, Indigo's partner, sparked an association with the mural Toledo Loves Love by Mr. Taylor.
One of the first murals I remember seeing when I moved back to Toledo, the Love Wall, was one that especially caught my eye, created by Mr. Taylor, and I loved it. At the time, I was not out yet in my identity, something that has been a struggle for me throughout the years, but it really spoke to me. I really loved the idea of how there's all these, this black line work, but then there's also just a bunch of pops of color, and that kind of just inspired me for years. So for me, I was thinking maybe that could represent where the guitar comes in very clearly and sticks out of the kind of cloudy haze of myself speaking and my cat meowing.
So out of the haze, there are these pops of color and clarity in the form of companionship. Indigo's partnership, first and foremost, with Runa, but also there's that unconditional love and the comfort of a beloved pet.
Yeah, so that is my cat, Callie. She also helps me get through the day, so I wanted to include her because this is our little family here, the three of us.
For a 5-minute piece like Missing Pages, Indigo might record up to 3 hours of audio before then pairing it back and working it in with synthesized elements so that by the end, it's become an immersive audio sculpture. The full experience starts here, the haze of depression and amnesia countered by the colors of grounding forces. This is a companion piece to Toledo's Love Wall. Again, Missing Pages, composed by Indigo Connect, in dedication to Runa Clem. Indigo Connect layered in their own voice samplings there with Runeclem's electric guitar line, and let's not forget the appearance of Callie the Cat for Indigo's Variation on a Lament by Madame Sidney Pratton. Thanks to Indigo for their conversation and contribution to the Patchwork Suite. To learn more about the podcast or stream previous episodes on demand, visit wgte.org or the mobile WGTE app.